All right, this is why you need to check out the live stream. We live stream the show, WTMJ.com, because Rose Gray, Fox World Travel, is with us in the studio, and she's wearing her Brewers gear.
I am. I'm representing. I will not let this get me down.
I like it.
You're flying the bee flag.
That's right. That
yes.
That's right. That's right.
Hey, let's talk travel. I love this. I wanted to ask you, if people still want to go somewhere for the holidays, still want to get somewhere for Christmas, of course they can do it, but what would be on your list of things for people to check out?
Well, so what I did is I have the wherewithal to look at a grid that shows all of the nonstop charters, if you will, that Apple Vacations, Apple Leisure Group, operated by Funjet and Apple, are operating out of both Milwaukee and Chicago. And surprisingly to me, there was space available to both Cancun / Riviera Maya, mm-hmm. which is two destinations in one, essentially, and the Dominican Republic, anywhere between the 17th of December and the 31st of December. And there's actually a Black Friday sale going on right now. So some of the packages I was seeing had up to $300 off.
So give us a ballpark. I don't mean to put you on the spot, but if you wanted to go, Michelle and I, to fly to Cancun Riviera and be there the week with Christmas in the middle, about what are we talking?
I actually saw packages that would be for adult-only properties during that time for four nights for $4,500 to $7,000.
Okay.
Total.
So now, if you're not talking about Apple or an all-inclusive and you're talking about a cruise or flying to another city, that's going to get pricey, I'm guessing, because airfare is just crazy.
It is. It absolutely is. But I've talked to some people who said, you know what? We have so much time between the holidays. We would drive to Fort Lauderdale. We would drive to Miami. We would drive to New Orleans. And there is still space available on cruise ships that are departing out of those ports.
Oh, okay. So if you can drive there, cruise might
exactly.
be
exactly.
I was going to say, is there a safer bet when it comes to December, January, even February travel? Everybody's feeling warmth, and you think, I'll just go to Florida. It'll be warm there. Maybe, but maybe not. Are there safer destinations that are relatively easy to get to?
Anything that you can get to that as far south as possible. And that I've been to Fort Lauderdale in January, where it was the coldest Fort Lauderdale on record, and it was so cold we couldn't go snorkeling or do anything in the water. So
yeah, we were in Hilton Head over Christmas, and it was in the 30s, which never happens. It was you know 40-ish.
You
and
almost
so
have to go
south.
You almost have to go Mexico or the Caribbean to be 100% guaranteed you're going to get warm weather.
So we fell in love with the Bahamas about a year ago, and we thought that was spectacular. Not hard to get to. Friendly people, it was easy, right? We got the kids a passport, and we had that almost consistent 80-degree day every day we were there.
And what month was that?
That was in late February.
Yep. So you're taking a risk for December and January, because think how close that is to Florida, so it's still not a guarantee. So what is guaranteed? Nothing. We learned that yesterday, didn't we?
What if you wanted to drive and go to New Orleans, or you wanted to drive a place like that? What are hotels looking like
Not
now?
So bad, actually. I've been doing some research trying to come up with something for a spring break drivable trip, because we waited too long, and I'm not finding anything that matches up with everybody's spring break. And we're looking at kind of crazy things like skiing. Skiing's an option.
Mm-hmm.
Or trying to get someplace like New Orleans on Amtrak.
Oh, fun.
Or I've never been to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That's on my bucket list. So certainly, and then I looked at hotels and they weren't horrible. They weren't horrible.
All right, let's talk gift ideas. I love this discussion we have with you most years. If you're looking for a gift for the traveler in your life, what are a couple things that would be at the top of the list?
So I love, love, love this thing by 12 South, which is called AirFly, because we all now have AirPods and now you can't use them to watch the screen on your aircraft. And they've also got one that's a dual, so two people can be using it at the same time. And these are under $50. We just did a couple of in-person shows, both in Neenah and in Middleton, Madison, Wisconsin, and these were some of the prizes we gave away, and they were the most coveted prizes. People were trying to trade them because they're such a valuable thing. So I don't have one. I'm asking for one of those from Santa.
So my favorite travel accessory of all time is a packing cube.
Can't live without them.
Can't.
I learned about these many, many years ago from a company called eBags, and that was my original set of them that I still use. Now, I cheaped out and got people them for Christmas last year, and I kind of got cheaper versions of them. You don't need to do that. Just go to the eBags website or go to Amazon and look. Right now, there's 38% off if you go to the eBags actual website. These things are game changers. You are going to be the best packed person. And if you're living out of a suitcase, if you don't have the wherewithal to put your stuff in a closet or in a dresser, and you're living out of a suitcase, this makes your life super easy.
And, see, my kids laughed at me, and my wife laughed at me. I don't have these little packing cubes. I'm folding my socks. I'm rolling all my stuff.
Yes.
And getting it in there.
There's nobody laughing at you here.
No,
we
then,
all think that's
and then
very
I just
smart.
Pull it out of my backpack and just put other stuff we need in it for the day. I'm like, I'm done. I'm good to go.
Yep. Do you guys have the compression cubes?
Yep.
Those are the best.
You suck the air out.
My God, it's incredible.
Yep. And you used to have to hook up like a vacuum cleaner to them. You can actually find some now that you just roll and press on them, and all the air comes out of them. And
that's
then they're
mine.
Flat
it
as a
pancake. It has double zippers. So you put them in like a regular cube. Then there's a second set of zippers that you do really tight, and it just...
And those are great if you're going to go on a cruise because everything stays nice and flat. Then you can hang everything up.
Yep.
But yeah, working out of packing cubes and compression bags are amazing.
And one more thing. You had a bag tag portable charger.
Yep,
what is this?
I'm going to ask Santa for this as well. So because their bag chargers are always so bulky and heavy, and I saw this suitcase that actually had a charger in it. And like it was your carry-on bag. And that was so incredibly cool and so incredibly expensive that whoever came up with the idea to put the charger in the bag tag was ingenious. So, and again, that's all these gifts are under $50.
All right.
So we know you need something for St. Nick.
I'm going to take this sheet of paper and people are getting this stuff for Christmas.
Here you go.
Check out Rose Gray, 9 o'clock Saturdays. It's the Rose Gray Show. It's the Fox World Travel
Thank
Show
you.
With Rose Gray.
Thank you.
Rose, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
We appreciate you coming in.